Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. And you're going to be glad you did, because we got our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he is the CEO of Casey Communications, and he's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And one of the smartest business entrepreneurial minds I know. Paul Casey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's always great to be here. Always
it's good to have you.
Get the call and say, hey, to be on your show again. I really enjoy it.
It's good to have you back. Well, I know one of the things. Oh, by the way, how's your own radio show going?
Real good. I've shifted to Thursdays and on in the afternoon, kind of moving around on the dial. So
just to keep people off guard, right?
Exactly. They get, you know, I pull them over and bring them to new times and so on. And
now this is up in the Washington State area.
Yes, it is. Seattle.
See in Seattle, and it's on Thursday afternoons.
Yep.
And give us the name, of the station.
It's KKNW 1150 AM at 2 o'clock to 2:30, half hour show.
Paul, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is I started to say business planning, but you actually want to talk about what happens before you do the business plan.
That's right, Jim. One of the reasons I got into, I guess you call it coaching or writing about what it takes to go into small business, is that after being in business about 10 or 12 years, I began to really hear over and over again about various people giving advice. Essentially, they always started, well, you need to sit down and write a business plan, and then it would go forward from there. And while that's great advice, you do need to write a business plan, I also started to believe of so many things that come into starting your own business before you even sit down to do that exercise, and I didn't feel that that was emphasized enough, and that kind of led to the book, Is Self-Employment for You? That sort of thinking, again, before you put a pen to paper, that there are really very major decisions you have to make before you get to that stage.
Sort of pre-planning planning, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Yeah, and, you know, just asking some very important questions of yourself before, again, you get to that point. And I think that it's so important, these sorts of questions and this exercise really is the nut that will determine whether you're going to be in business in the long run or not, if you take this time to do that.
Well, I like your idea, because these are clearly questions that, you know, I don't know exactly what your questions are yet, but I do know that you've got to ask yourself these questions. And I cover these things, have always, on my show, because, Paul, I've always said that part of my job is to help people who shouldn't be a small business owner not do it. I mean, over the years, I remember years ago as a consultant, some of my greatest success story was convincing somebody not to go into business, because I knew that, you know, they weren't ready.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. And that's what I did with the book. I essentially said, I'm not trying to talk you into going into business. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. All I hope is at the end of the book, you are in a stronger position to make that determination for yourself.
So that you can make your mistakes, not mine, not the ones you've made, Paul, the ones I've made, and so that you know how you have a pretty good idea about how much struggle it's going to be, how expensive it's going to be, what the cost of failure could be, and those kinds of things.
That's right. I mean, like I said, and I'm not trying to push the book here so much, but I said, hey, if you decide after reading this book or listening to your show, if you decide not to go into business, in my case with the book, it's a $15 book, that is not a big investment compared to what you could lose if you go ahead and make this step and are not prepared.
What's the first question that we should ask ourselves before we go into, before we start our business plan?
I would like to, if someone is thinking about going into business and they have this brilliant idea about what they think they should be doing, my first question I would ask them is that I think there are two very essential areas they should explore. First of all, is there a niche for what you're doing? And is there something that you can solve someone's pain? Two areas that I believe need to be really examined before you take the step. Is there a market out there? Is there a target market? Can you do something and do it better?
And if you answer yes, there is, because there are six other people doing it, then you got to say, is there room for you, right?
That is correct.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. We're going to take a quick break. Paul Casey is our guest. He and I will be right back after these messages. Here's Mickey and Sylvia to take us out.
Once you get it, you never want to quit. No. After you've had it, you're in an awful fix.
Tell me a secret. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've got a lot of good stuff coming at you straight ahead with our good friend Paul Casey, who's with us. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. I hope you will take advantage of all the things that we have there. Because we made them for you, we made it available to you for free thanks to our corporate partners. We hope you thank them as well and use our stuff. Paul Casey is talking to us about things that we need to do, things we need to know before we write our business plan. The first thing, Paul, was, is there actually a place for you? I mean, so many people, Paul, work for a company and they think, oh, my boss is charging too much money. People shouldn't have to pay this much for this stuff. I can do this better. And they split off and they decide to run their own business. And they never realize that, it's a lot harder than they thought. Maybe the boss wasn't even charging enough. And there's no room for them in the marketplace.
That's right. And a thorough examination of that is an absolute must. You have to go through that exercise. Go around, talk to people, and do your own research as much as possible. Again, the bottom line, is there really a market out there for what you are providing? I'm afraid sometimes people, because I think they've had the misinformation about, they're passionate about something, painting, or they want to start a nonprofit and really have a rewards and things like that. That's wonderful, but they don't necessarily go hand in hand with making money and bringing in revenue and making a profit.
Well, absolutely. And I like the way you used the word niche, though. You said, is there a niche for your product? Because I think that's the beauty of the U.S. economy, is the way people can make a living in niches.
That's right.
Niche, and then even niches of niches.
Oh, that's true, too. And just because someone else is doing it doesn't mean you can't. You can, as a matter of fact, that's always, I think, a positive when other people are making money on it. The world's a big place.
Right.
And you can do it, but just do it better, and maybe you can put your own little spin on it.
Absolutely. All right, so what's the next question?
Define who and what you are, and that means, what is your mission? What are you really setting out to do? That's easier thinking about it than actually doing it. That's a very hard exercise. What is your mission along with your niche? What are you really out to accomplish? What's your vision? And are you competent to do it? Those would be three questions within that. Do you have the core competency of what you're setting out to do, really? And that is within the discipline, maybe, of what you've done work-wise or whatever. But some people will make a wildcat move from their core competency in accounting or something and jump over and think they can run a restaurant or something.
Or they think just because they can sell stuff that they can also run that business, buy and manage and grow.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So that'd be number two, define what you are, who you are, and can you, again, are you the one competent enough to deliver it.
And also to quantify if you're not the right person. For example, if you know, if you're the accountant, you know how to manage the business, but you don't, you're not very good at selling. You're going to have to hire somebody to sell. Who's going to do that for you? If you're not the person for all for those disciplines, who are you going to get, and how are you going to afford that?
Right. Yep. That comes in another question, actually. I might as well get to it now in a way.
All right.
I was going to talk about that, and that would be, are you the person to be able to deliver this? And that's another important question, and bringing right. other people in to do, if you're not, that you need to be able to shore that up and mm-hmm. figuring that out.
Mm-hmm. Another part of that is, and we've talked about this quite a bit on the show before over the years, Paul, and that is there are a lot of people who are entrepreneurial enough and energetic enough and committed enough, tenacious enough, to start a business, to dig it out of the dirt, to make something from nothing. But that's the fun part. And then whenever you get it out of the ground and it's actually kind of working, the entrepreneurial stuff maybe start to dim, and that's when you got to start managing this thing. You got to raise this child you birthed.
That's right, the mundane part of it.
Yeah. I call it the diaper-changing part of owning a business.
That's much more graphic.
Yeah, and everybody who's capable of being an entrepreneur is not necessarily capable of being a long-term manager.
That's correct, because there are various phases along the way. There is the startup phase, and then there is, as you say, you move into other phases, management, mm-hmm. growth, and then managing people and so on. And that's a hard thing for an entrepreneur to do because yep. we are control freaks. That's why we went into this in the first place, right?
Okay, so I guess. I admit it.
You know, I am. I mean,
there's
nothing wrong with that, but that's a red flag for people in business. Can you give it some away? Can you delegate? And sometimes we're not the greatest delegators in the world.
We aren't. But
for myself.
Well, and the reason we're not is because we started out doing it all.
That's right.
And, of course, if we did it, Paul, it was perfect.
That's right.
And whoever could do it after us, they can't do it perfect, so obviously I can't let them have it because I want perfect.
Correct. Yeah, that's a very good point. I think that people have to be aware of when they go down the road of this that you're going to run into those walls or you're going to have to get
yep.
past them.
And this is where I say seek excellence, not perfection.
Mm-hmm.
You can Absolutely. Be perfect if you want to think you're perfect, fine. But your people aren't going to be, and you're never going to get them to, they're never going to leverage your dream for you as employees if you can't let them just be excellent and not perfection. What do you think?
I agree. There's a nonprofit organization up here who has the woman speaking just on that very subject this
yeah.
week.
Somebody else once called it, never let the perfect be the enemy of the good. That's another way to think of it. Quick break, right back. We got more questions Paul Casey's going to ask you about your business before you have a business. Tintail, stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Paul Casey is our guest. He's the author of Is Self-Employment for You? Paul E. Casey. Paul, give us your website, please, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
It is selfemploymentforyou.net, no spaces between the words.
All right. And what do we find? Can we find your book there?
Yeah, you can find the book. You can find advice on going into business, some of the background on my company. You can read the first two chapters of the book for free. And in celebration of the opening of the football season this Saturday, I'm a Washington State Cougar.
Ah.
So if you go to my website and you input Cougars, you can read the whole book online.
Really?
So there you go. For
wow.
Jim Blasingame Game and his guests,
well,
you can read the whole
I
book
I appreciate
online.
That. So now give us that site again.
It would be selfemploymentforyou.net.
Right. .net,
and then
right.
when you come to the password, when it comes that comes up, you put in, spell out Cougars, C-O, well, Cougars, you can spell
yeah.
that, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can read the whole book online, if you like. There you go.
How about that? I like that. So check it out, folks. You get to read the whole thing online. Okay, let's get back to we're asking questions that you need to ask yourself before you start your business plan. And we're
that
down. I think we've already had three of them. What's the fourth one?
Okay, actually, we have had two, but I'll get it. Go by three very quickly,
okay.
Jim. If you want to stop me in any way and want me to elaborate, we
all
will.
Right.
Okay, three is do you have the temperament for it? This is a very important exercise to run your small business. In some of the areas that I have, there are more than these, but these are very important. Ask yourself, are you organized? Time is money, and that's a very important asset if you are organized in business. Are you focused? Are you all over the map? Can you sell? I mean, you have to be a salesperson. Do you execute your task, or are a lot of things undone? It's one thing to
have
an idea.
Are you self-motivated?
Yes, that's right.
Can you kick yourself out of the bed every morning, even on the mornings when you don't want to go, even when you think things are rough, even when things are tough? Can you get out there and face it anyway?
That's correct. So those are some there. Number four would be, I want people to consider this, and someone else, I'm taking this from an interview I had with him, but anyhow, number four, I think very important, to go into a business that maybe looks like you're in radio and you write books and things, to use intellectual capital and go into a business like that, really think that through, that can, you know, generate revenue and profit, and not get into a real high overhead business like restaurants, trucks, and things like that. Use things that you can maybe use your intellectual capital in.
Learn about 21st century ways of leveraging your business model, whatever it might be, including, you know, in other words, if you're thinking about becoming a retailer, maybe you want to start out by being an online retailer.
That's right, exactly. You want to own a restaurant? Well, maybe you can do something very creative online, like recipes,
right,
and, you know, things like that, and you can teach, you can do things like that. You can do online. You have a much larger audience potential. So think about that. That's what I'm saying, before you write your business plan, to use your intellectual capital, again, rather than, say, the bricks and mortar approach.
Or even if you are committed to a bricks and mortar type of a business, what is your 21st century technology intellectual property approach to that business? Because there's a whole world, as you say, Paul, there's a whole world of people out there who that's the way they want to reach you.
That's right. And I'll go with number five, because I know we're running out of time here. The very important question is, why do you want to go into business for yourself? And, Jim, I mentioned that I saw you on Your Business last week. Great job.
Thanks.
And I want to nail this one when you talked about how you define success. You have to do this. It's more than making money. And you mentioned that you got to put this into your mindset. It's like attending your son's ball game. This is why you're doing this. You know, you're spending more time with the family. So that has to be in your overall mindset when you're going into business for yourself. And that's what I'm saying. I'm repeating what you said, again, on Your Business last Sunday. At least that's when I saw it.
Yeah. Well, the thing I was saying is, make sure that your success strategy includes an element where you consider it to be a success. If you can actually go see your child do something, or a grandchild or whatever, and you don't have to ask anybody's permission. To me, that's part of my success strategy.
That's right. So that's, again, embodied in what you're doing. You know, why do you want to go into business for those reasons? Well, those are very important reasons, and that will sustain you during the difficult times.
Exactly.
Because you're going, this is why I'm doing this.
Exactly. If you want to be, in my opinion, the best way to really be happy as a small business owner is to identify success as more ways than just money and stuff.
That's right.
Paul, give us the website quickly one more time.
Selfemploymentforyou.net. No spaces between the words.
Thank you, Paul, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.